listening to Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into Retirement Today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes and I am the owner and president of Beacon Wealth Advisory. And we are here to help you get to and through retirement with financial peace. If you would like to learn more about us or listen to anything we have to say today on the podcast, you can visit us online at beaconwealthadvisory.com and click on our listen to podcast section. And you can also go out and listen to us on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Music. We are also on YouTube. And so you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. And every week we will be putting new content out there with our podcast, Retirement Today. So we have a big show today. You'll want to stay tuned. We're going to be talking about the biggest misconceptions of annuities. And for those of you that don't know, we do holistic financial planning. And what that means is we can really put together a comprehensive plan to help protect really most of the risks that you are going to run into in your retirement life. And the reason that we're able to do this is we offer both investments in the market, but we also offer insurance products through our other company, Beacon Wealth Services. And so we do offer investments in the stock market through Beacon Wealth Advisory. But through Beacon Wealth Services, we offer insurance products like annuities, which is what we're going to talk about today, life insurance, long-term care insurance, and even Medicare supplement plans. So people really like that we're duly licensed because we can offer more to our clients. And, you know, people hear this word annuity, I tell you, and it's got about as bad of a reputation as a reverse mortgage in the industry. However, what people don't know is that they have really progressed throughout the years. So it'll be worth your time, even if you've totally hated annuities your whole life. It'll be worth your time to stay tuned for the show because there are a lot of misconceptions out there about annuities. And before we get started with this today, I want to say hello. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hello, Jenna.
Hello. Always so great to have you on the show.
Well, thank
we have
you.
So much fun together, don't we?
Yes, yes. We are missing, you know, our beloved Tony today, but I think he got jealous of our tans, so I think he's going to go tanning.
Oh my gosh. He's going to have to really work on that for a while, isn't he?
Yeah, he's way behind us. Yeah,
I know.
A little blinding, so we got to get that worked out.
We do. Yes, that's so great. Well, so Jacqueline, what have you been up to lately for fun? What's been going on?
I mean, honestly, not much. There's a lot of graduation parties going on and people graduating from college now. It's that time of season. So, you know, I was trying to plan around that and I'm excited for Memorial Day weekend.
Spending
at the cabin, you know, in Minnesota here, it's not great weather. It's going to be kind of sunny, but so not boating weather, but maybe sit outside weather.
Oh, that's good. Yes. And we want to honor anyone listening today that has served in our country. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. We thank you for your service. So I think that's great, but that'll be a great way to spend the weekend. I love it.
Absolutely. And, you know, you have been up or you've been doing a lot of sports with your kids. So how is that going? And tell me about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have a very sporty family. really, all three of them are into sports, but especially our youngest. Her name is Madeline. We call her Maddie. And she's five. She's actually decided, Jacqueline, that she would like to become the female version of Messi someday. I have really never met anyone as competitive as her. Like if she does not score a ton of goals, she really, really is upset. We'll put it that way. So it's a good thing to be competitive. But we are definitely working with her on different things with that. But we're excited because this weekend we're going to our first Kansas City Current women's professional soccer game. And I don't know if you know this, but in Kansas City, this is really a big deal. I'm sure you've heard of Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yes, yes.
The best quarterback in the whole NFL, I might add.
Okay.
Anyway, him and his wife, mainly his wife, Brittany Mahomes, they've built this big, huge soccer field downtown Kansas City. And they actually own the Kansas City Current professional women's soccer team. And they're really good. And we just haven't had a chance to actually see them live. So I'm really excited to bring the girls because I think it'll be great for them to see a women's soccer team and a women owned soccer team. And then just I think it'll be really inspiring for Madeline because literally I think she is so competitive. I wouldn't doubt if she does become a professional soccer player.
Yeah. So is Madeline the youngest or the oldest?
She is. Yes. And we call her Maddie. And it's so funny because even when I was pregnant with her, she would kick all the time. And the other twin, Mackenzie, who was in there, imagine having two babies inside your stomach, by the way. Yeah, they're twins. And they're as opposite as can be. But she would kick me. Madeline would kick me so hard all the time throughout the pregnancy. And I told my husband, I was like, watch this. She is going to be just a heck of a soccer player. And sure enough, it's like her favorite sport and she's so good at it.
Wow.
So anyway, we're excited to go to that Kansas City Current women's soccer game. I think it'll be really fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast. I mean, is that like this weekend? Is that coming up?
Yeah. Okay. They're playing Chicago. And it's supposed to be pretty nice weather. And I guess they have like the best local restaurants there too, like Jack Stack and Kansas City Joe's or a bunch of ones. I don't remember all of them, but we're excited because there should be some really good food there too.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, I'm excited for you. Good luck with that.
And yeah, thanks.
Today's episode, we're going to talk about misconceptions about annuities. So there's a lot of noise out there about annuities, and I'm looking forward to you clarifying that for me and the listeners. So let's just start with the basics. What exactly is an annuity?
Well, simply put, an annuity is a contract with an insurance company really to protect against multiple risks and give people peace of mind, just like any other insurance policy. And I know, Jacqueline, we have a slide that I was going to have you pull up. Yes. If you don't mind, maybe we can get that up there. So, you know, you think about it, misconception number one, really, I mean, people a lot of times don't even know what an annuity is. But just to start from a big picture perspective, you know, when you buy insurance, you buy it so you don't have to worry, right, about different types of risks out there. So you can see on the top of the slide on the left, there's a red box. We'll start there. And the risk that people worry about there is, what if I pass away early? You know, what's my family going to do? Mm-hmm. So many people will transfer part of that risk to a life insurance company and buy a life insurance policy, right?
Yeah.
The second red box there, the risk, or what worries people sometimes, is what happens if I get into a car accident? I'm going to have all these expenses to have to pay with fixing my car. So what do people do when they have that concern? They transfer the risk to an auto insurance company or policy, right? They buy a policy.
Yep.
When people want to protect their home, you know, hey, what if a tornado comes through Kansas? That never happens, right? or there's a fire or something and something happens to my home. Well, to transfer that risk so you don't have to worry about it, you buy a home insurance policy. Well, there are people out there that really worry about market volatility, you know, they want to protect their money from market losses. That's that next risk on the slide there. And so just like any other risk out there, they transfer some of that risk to buying what's called a fixed index annuity. And we'll go more in depth on what that is. But it's a type of annuity, basically, that protects your principal. You cannot lose money due to market losses. And another risk below that, if you look at the last red slide or box on that slide, there are people that literally lay awake at night worried about running out of money. I know you've heard about that a lot, right, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so if I'm sitting in front of someone that is concerned about market losses and just having enough income for the rest of their life in retirement, sometimes it can make sense to transfer that risk to, again, a fixed index annuity, but also add a rider to that policy to have what's called a guaranteed lifetime income. And so this would be like another guaranteed stable income coming in for that person's life to really supplement Social Security. So again, people think an annuity is an investment, but it's really not. It's actually an insurance contract, even though you might use a lump sum to fund it. It really is protecting against a risk to give people peace of mind. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. So just to clarify, annuities are not investments.
Correct.
Okay. And so, you know, these insurance contracts, many of them are funded with like a lump sum amount.
Yes. Okay. Yep, most of them. Yep.
Okay. So Jenna, what is the first misconception out there that people have about annuities?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people think there are just too many types of annuities out there and that they're just complex. Like it just overwhelms them. Like, don't even bring up the word, right? But really, there's four different types of annuities. And if you work with somebody that really has experience in working with annuities, they can simplify it for you. So the first type of an annuity, and these are very popular right now because interest rates are still pretty decent. They're called multi-year guarantee annuities. And what they do, Jacqueline, is they offer a guaranteed rate of return for a certain period of time.
I love that.
You know, yeah, like 5.05% guaranteed for 3 years, something like that, right? And usually you can get a little higher interest rate than a CD. So a lot of my CD clients really like these types of annuities. But the difference between a CD and a multi-year guarantee annuity is that they usually can grow a little better because not only do they usually have higher rates than a CD, but they also grow tax deferred. So they really do usually beat what you can buy at the bank. So again, you buy annuities through insurance companies, you buy CDs really through banks. But this is a great way to kind of try to beat that CD rate out there. The next type of an annuity is what's called a variable annuity. It's variable. It goes up and down. It's tied to the performance of different sub-accounts, usually invested in mutual funds. And there is potential for pretty high returns, but also more risk. We actually don't offer those kinds of annuities just because we feel the fees are very high.
Okay.
The third type of an annuity, and this is the type of annuity that I would say is probably the most popular for retired people or people getting closer to retirement. And I mentioned it earlier in the slide, the fixed indexed annuities. And I am just such a true fan of some of them. There's some really good products out there and there's some that I'm like, I'm not in love, right? But these annuities really tie your returns to the performance of a specific stock market index, like mainly the S&P 500. And they offer really a variance between risk and potential reward. The most attractive feature is that the principal is protected from market losses. So again, if somebody's really worried about market volatility, this is a great solution to think of. But usually you can get pretty decent growth. They usually cap the upside, but usually the downside is completely protected. So you have insurance that you can't lose your money. And most of them lock in the gain every year or 2 years, which people really find attractive. The last type of an annuity is what's called an immediate annuity. With these types of annuities, you pay a lump sum and start getting reoccurring payments right away, which is sometimes suitable for people that have just retired if they want just kind of another stable income coming in right away. So that's basically the four main types of annuities. It's not quite as complex as people think.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Well, thank you for sharing those and differentiating them as well, because that can get confusing for sure.
Yeah.
So I know that you've been offering annuities for over 15 years and even used to train other advisors before then. So I'm sure you would be able to help people with which type of annuity would be best for them.
Yeah.
What is the best for people to schedule? How and what is the best way for people to schedule an appointment?
Thank you. Yeah, the best way to reach us to schedule a no cost, no obligation consultation would be to give us a call at 1-800-994-8993 and we can schedule a consultation. Or you can even go out to our website, beaconwealthadvisory.com, and request us to give you a call for a consultation. But these strategies can really make sense in certain situations, especially if people are very concerned about market volatility.
Yeah. And so should people call you if they already have an annuity and maybe want it to, you know, be revised or review?
Yes, absolutely. Especially, if they have an annuity that maybe they've had for at least a few years and they want to just see if the annuity they have is really meeting their needs. I think it's a great way to just get a second opinion. If nothing else, you'll get more financial peace of mind. But yes, I would love to review any current annuities that people have too, and maybe help them figure out how to position it into their overall retirement plan.
Yeah, great to know. Great to know. What is the misconception number two?
Well, I hear this all the time, Jacqueline, and the misconception number two is all annuities are too expensive with high fees. Many people believe that annuities come with high fees that really eat into their money. And while it is true that some annuities, like those variable annuities that I talked about, do that, there are many fixed and multi-year guarantee annuities, index annuities, too, that really, unless you add additional benefits, actually have no fees coming off of it. Now, there are situations if you add riders to the fixed index annuities where you may have to pay a charge, like an income rider or a death benefit rider. And sometimes they have allocations within them that if you want to get more growth potential, you could pay an additional fee for it. But just the basic standard index annuity really doesn't have a fee. And you might go, well, that's too good to be true. You know, nobody does this for free. Well, in full transparency, you know, if an advisor is insurance licensed, and they can find, let's say we find an annuity that fits your goals and your needs within your retirement plan, we actually just get paid directly a commission from the insurance company. And that does not get deducted from the money that the client puts into the annuity. And we are also required now by the insurance department to be very transparent on what that commission is. We have to fill out a form every time we do an application and actually tell the client, like, this is how much I'm making, just so that they know. And so I think it is really good. I do want to tell you, do you remember the annuity that I said that has really high fees, the variable?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I do have to share just one story about that, because not all annuities have high fees, but I really have seen some variable annuities that have very high fees. I had a guy come in not too long ago, kid you not, totally true story, brought in a variable annuity. And every time somebody comes in, I tell them to bring in their last statement so I can really see what they're in. And so I looked at it and he said to me, Jenna, I don't know why I am not making money in this. This is tied to mutual funds. My friends are just killing it in the market. You know, this was like earlier part of this year. And so I said, well, let's give the company a call together. And I put him on speakerphone so he could hear the customer service department. And I asked the customer service department, I said, how much is my client paying in subaccount fees, mortality and expense fees, admin fees, death benefit rider fees, income rider fees?
Wow.
And by the time it was all said and done, believe it or not, this gentleman was paying, I kid you not, 4% a year in fees.
Wow.
So I said, sir, the reason you are not making money is because you are paying 4% a year in management fees on this variable annuity. And he looked at me like, you've got to be kidding me. You mean like I have to make 4% just to break even in this thing?
Yeah.
Said, yes, sir. I'm sorry to tell you that. And so really, I think personally, anything over 2% is unreasonable, but 4% a year, Jacqueline, don't you think that's a lot to charge somebody for fees?
No kidding. No kidding.
You know, so I know there's a myth out there that, you know, all annuities have high fees, but truly the fixed and the fixed index annuities really do not have high fees, at least the ones that we offer. What people hear about these horror stories are really the variable annuities, because anytime I review one, it's pretty uncommon that I find one that doesn't have at least 2% a year in fees, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. What is the third misconception that people have about annuities?
Yeah, I think they think they're just inflexible and that you lose control of your money. They think, oh, you're just locked in forever and you can't take anything out of it. But really, the modern day annuities offer riders and features that allow people to take out withdrawals before the term. Many people can either take a lifetime income rider, or, you know, everybody used to have to annuitize when they wanted to start like a lifetime income stream. But now I don't find that a lot of clients annuitize their annuities. They usually do something like a lifetime income rider. And the old school type of annuities, if you annuitize them, they were pretty inflexible and you really couldn't start and stop it. But now with the new lifetime income riders, most of them, you can start and stop them. They're very flexible after the term. You could even get out of the annuity if you wanted to. So there really are some riders out there that allow the contracts to be a lot more flexible than what they used to be.
Yeah, that's so great to know about like modern annuities, that they have so many ways that you can access your funds without a penalty.
Right, exactly. And just they're more flexible, you know. Yeah. So misconception number four is that annuities are not liquid at all and you have to lock up your money for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, people believe that once you put money into an annuity, it's just inaccessible. But many annuities offer the ability to access some money either in the form of like a free withdrawal during the surrender period. They are similar to CDs, though, where you do have to park them for a certain period of time before taking out the lump sum. If you surrender it before the term, kind of similar to a CD, you're going to pay a surrender charge. It would be a bigger charge usually, though, than a CD. But what that allows the company to do is really to know that they're going to have your money for a certain period of time. And then they go invest it, of course, to try to make more money. But what people don't know is a lot of times you can take out 5 to 10% a year without a penalty before the term of the annuity. And a good amount of the modern day annuities do have even built in riders that allow the client after a certain period of time to take all of it out completely if they go into a nursing home without a penalty, or they get a terminal illness when they may really need it the most. Now, Jacqueline, what do you think? Would it be suitable to put every dollar that a client has in an annuity, or do you think maybe just some of it?
I would say some, but I'm
not. Yes, you're right.
So what do you
think? You're right. You're right. Because there is a little bit of a liquidity restriction, it's never suitable to put like somebody's whole portfolio in an annuity, because they need to have a bucket of money that's liquid for emergencies, or, you know, maybe like a bucket of money that's earmarked more for long-term growth to keep up with inflation. But for those people that I talked about earlier in the show that just like really are worried about market volatility, or they're really concerned about, you know, not outliving their money, those people are definitely great people that I think it could be a good idea for them to look at in an annuity. And I just want to share, I have a lady that I put together a plan for recently, and she's really very concerned about market volatility, but she was actually more concerned about, Now, Jenna, I know I'm going to have this much coming in for Social Security, but I feel a little uncomfortable that my money's going to last for the rest of my life with the rest of the money I need to cover my basic expenses. So we put together a plan where we put some of her money, not all, but some of her money into a fixed index annuity, added a lifetime income rider, and she just loves the fact that her basic living expenses are completely covered for the rest of her life between Social Security and that extra layer of guaranteed lifetime income. And the second layer of lifetime income even has the ability to increase each year over time. So a lot of people think, well, you know, annuities aren't going to keep up with inflation because, you know, what you need today isn't what you're going to need down the road. But a lot of people don't realize that some of the annuities with lifetime income riders do have the ability to increase each year to help protect against inflation. So she just loves the fact that she's got this bucket of money that's going to guarantee that her lifestyle will be covered for the rest of her life with Social Security. And then she's got this other long-term bucket of money for stocks to help out with inflation or go on an extra trip or something like that. But can't you see how someone like that would really benefit from having an annuity within their portfolio?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is a great plan that she's got going on.
Yeah.
And so we've just learned a lot about annuities today, from old school annuities, you know, kind of to the newer age stuff. And so how do people reach out to you to get that consultation?
Yeah. Well, we would love to either review their current annuities or just see if it's having an annuity within their portfolio makes sense. Again, if somebody's like super aggressive and they don't worry at all about running out of money, an annuity may not be a good fit. But if there are people that really would like to have some protection within their portfolio for market losses, or maybe like another income stabilizer, like something guaranteed coming in income wise for the rest of their life, it really is a good idea to keep an open mind and just take a look at the modern day annuities that are out there. So if people would like to schedule that consultation again, they can give us a call at 1-800-994-8993 or go out to our website, which is beaconwealthadvisory.com. So yeah.
Jenna, it's been an amazing show, and thank you for, you know, teaching me and teaching the listeners about annuities. And anything else you want to say before we close out?
No, I think thank you for having an open mind and understanding that there really are some misconceptions out there about these types of products. And it's worth taking a look at, especially if you just want more peace of mind within your portfolio. So, yeah, thanks, Jacqueline.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that does it for today's show of Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.